Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, we're talking about random acts of kindness. Ken Bourne. Ken, good afternoon. Somebody told us about what you do every year around Christmas time. What do you do, Ken? Drop your modesty and your shyness and tell us what you do.
To be honest with you, I wouldn't normally tell people what I do because I like to keep things private. The thing was, I went down to Tesco's the other day and I was buying vouchers and they were one for all. And they said to me, there's €2 extra on the vouchers. And I said, I'm not paying extra for the vouchers. I do a lot of charity work. Why should I give you money for that type of thing? So I bought a few other vouchers for €20 and €30 or whatever. And I walked out and I said, I'm going to complain to your management. I complained.
Explain that to me. I wasn't aware of this. Tesco, if you buy a gift voucher in Tesco,
it's a one for all. And they charge you €2 on that voucher.
Who does?
The one for all through Tesco's.
Sure, they're not making enough money on the vouchers anyway.
They are, so that's the way it's going. I went to the manager and I said it to them. And I said, look, I'm not paying any extra money on those vouchers, but I'm not buying them now. I normally buy the vouchers in Super Value and Parmesan, who always look after me very well. And I used to buy vouchers in Kelly's and Manor Road and Parmesan, but now I have McLaughlin's and Ballyfermot for the Kelly's have closed. And that's what I do.
McLaughlin's are the well-known butchers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're brilliant butchers. Yeah. Okay, now tell us, Ken, so what are you doing? What have you been doing over the years and what are you doing this year?
Well, at the moment, this year has been a terrible year. I had 3 deaths in the family.
Oh, God.
And to be honest with you, I'm trying to get over it. Also, I did a concert 2 weeks ago in St. Matthew's Church for the hospice in Harold's Cross. I gave a donation to the church in Ballyfermot. You know that church.
Yeah, I know. And
then I do the food appeals right through the year. I collect coins right through the year. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of times I don't tell people that I do that for the simple reason I want people to just get the vouchers and don't even come to me. I get people to deliver the vouchers and they don't know it's me that does it, but that's the way I like it.
So you're not a charity. You're just doing it. And where did you get this idea from, Ken?
Years ago, I was a member of the Lions Club in Lucan.
Okay.
And the thing was that I used to help them out there very much so. And I used to stand outside the shops for three days of the year and collect food. And they give donations and coins and so on. So they would give out vouchers to people in around the vicinity. Mm-hmm. But I was from Palmerstone, so I'd only get about 3. And I said, that's not good enough. So I decided to go my own way and put boxes in the shops, and people have taken boxes off me. And people come to the house with coins and so on, and that's what I do. And
Well done.
One year I was in debt to the butchers around the Manor Road. I owed them 2,000 because that's the way it was. I went into debt, and a friend of mine was walking up the road, and he said to me, what are you doing? I said, I'm working on the food appeals. I still owe 2,000. He put his hand in his pocket and he gave me 1,000, and I went around the shops and I gave them the 1,000. And I actually cleared up that debt and I continued working on vouchers for the needy that needs help at Christmas. But the next year I was in a situation where I had a massive heart attack, and it was in January, and what I did was I had a heart attack, went into the hospital, but I didn't know anybody anything. And the one thing I did say to my wife, do you know what, I'm glad that I didn't know anybody when I went in on those heart attacks. But that's the way I was, you know. I don't owe anybody anything to anybody.
You don't owe.
I like to help people, and I like to see people happy.
And was your families and were your parents of that disposition as well?
Well, my dad, when I was a young lad, I seen my dad what he did. He sent the girl to collect the money to send the girl to Lourdes. She was deaf and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen this, and I was about 8 years of age, and I said, "That's what I want to do when I get a bit older, something like that." So I did help. Some chap that was in the army, but he deserted the British Army, and he was standing around, and I was told the story, so I got a donation for him, and I brought him over to White Friars Church, and they looked after him, and that's the way it was. But when I went to work, in years after, I started doing a lot more charity work, and I like doing it because I think it's good to be able to do things like that and help people.
Okay, well done. Well done, Ken. And by the way, you mentioned that. Do you want to tell me, were they unexpected bereavements this year? You mentioned at the start, three.
Well, my sister was in a bad way last year. She was in the hospital in Harold's Cross.
Okay, great.
And she was lingering for months, and I was with my family all the time. She died in September. So after Easter, my brother-in-law passed away, and unexpectedly, and then... I had a major operation a few weeks ago. I had the cyst in the spine. I'm already fused in the spine since 1988, and I had a big cyst in my spine, and I couldn't walk or anything like that, but I was in pain. And I was going around to help my my sister cut grass and things like that, and never complained. That's the way I am. So I was in the mass. I was at the month or the year mass for my sister, Margaret, and... I seen my brother, we were talking, I couldn't drive because I had the operation.
Yeah.
And the following week, my brother died.
Oh, God.
And then he was in great form and everything else. Yeah. So he died, and like I was left in a situation where I was three deaths in 1 year.
Yeah.
And then I continually put on the concert 2 weeks ago for the hospice in Harold's Cross.
Great, as I was saying there, great organisation. Yeah.
Yeah, well, over the years I've been putting, I did four concerts, and I did for Peter McCreary the year before. Read the new Matt Talbot and so on. So that's the type of thing I do.
Okay.
I don't like sort of put my name in papers or anything on Facebook.
It was someone who told us about you, and that's why we contacted you, and we had to persuade you to come on. But it's fair play to you, Ken. And do you think a lot of people don't know that the vouchers that are getting originally come through the work you've been doing?
Yeah.
And the fundraising. Okay.
And that's the way I like it, because you know what? I don't like to blow my top or anything like that.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I was so annoyed the other day with Tesco's and the One for All.
Okay.
I said, I'm not giving you €2 on a voucher that I could actually get.
I thought that was outlawed, but anyway.
Yeah, you know yourself, but you know, these people with profits and they make more on you. So I feel I'm not going to take this, you know. I'm not going to accept
that. We'll try and find out, because the One for All do take a management fee after 12 months. And then there's studies in the States which show, I think, that 30% of vouchers never actually are cashed anyway.
Yeah,
they're lost down the back of the couch. Now there's a new law in this
week. I know
week,
that.
It has to be 5 years. It should be in perpetuity, but it has to be at least five years. Okay, Ken, you mind yourself. And happy Christmas, El Pal.
You too.
Mind
and
yourself.
I did meet you in the Father Joe's lunch in Ballyferrin myself.
In St. Matthew's, a great man. Yeah, he's moved on to...
another George. And I sing every Sunday at 12 o'clock in
Matches myself. You see my mother there every Sunday as well,
I
Ken.
Do.
She's
Thanks
the one
very
who,
much.
She's the one who takes up the collection. She doesn't hand it up, but she takes it. No, Mabel goes
I know she goes on a holiday.
I doubt it. No, but she's there every Sunday and she loves it. She loves that church. Okay, Ken, God bless you and a happy Christmas to you and yours.
You
Rosemary Walsh. Rosemary, a random act of kindness. Your mother had, she was renowned, you say, for random acts of kindness. But tell us.
Yeah, she was. At her funeral, a lot of people came up to us and told us little things that she did for them. Not huge things, but just little.
Okay,
like
tell
no
us tell us the one she did a few days before she died.
She made before Christmas about 70 plum puddings for the country market. She was involved in country market.
Yeah.
Now she was very ill at the time. She was suffering with a brain tumor, but you know she managed to make them.
God.
And then over the Christmas, her health deteriorated. And she sold all the Christmas puddings, managed to sell them all. And then short before she passed away, she got the proceeds from the country markets. And she decided that she had planned to give the proceeds to the local hospice.
Well done.
So she managed to write the check and send it off to the local hospice and then passed away a couple of days later. So it was her last act of kindness before she passed away. Because, the last thing she did.
God bless her. What was her full name? Is that Anne Walsh? Would that have been...
Anne Rowe.
Anne Rowe, okay. Well, God rest her. It was a lovely gesture.
People will have remembered her from the area. Yeah,
okay, thanks indeed, Rosemary Walsh. Back tomorrow, 1:45. Lisa Marie Berry produced. And Ray Darcy's next.